everyone. This is Kevin Allison. Listen. I have such an important announcement to make here today. We made this very special little announcement that's going to show up in all our Risk listeners' feeds, and I hope you listen. I hope you listen. I know people get a little tired of hearing me talk sometimes, but this is a really important thing that I want to get across to everyone who listens to Risk. Have you ever been listening to the show and thought to yourself, oh, you know, I have a few life experiences that might be interesting to share on that show sometime, but I don't know. Well, this is the time to finally take a risk and do it. Folks, we are so sincere when we say that we want to hear your stories. Now, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, because we record stories with people long distance over Skype, but we are especially looking for pitches right now from people in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, and New York. If you live in any one of those cities, or if you know someone who lives in any of those cities who might have a great story to share with us, email me at kevin@risk-show.com and CC our pitches people at pitches@risk-show.com. Listen, we had a live show at Caveat in New York City last month, and a young lady came up to me after the show. She was a college student. She said, oh my God, there's a couple things that have happened to me in my life where I've thought, that might be interesting enough to share on Risk, but I don't know, are they really? And would I have the courage to like actually do it? And I took my hands on both of her shoulders and I said, email me, because we help people prepare their story. Let me tell you something. I say this all the time. Some of the very best stories that have ever been on this podcast were shared by people who had never gotten up on stage and shared a true story before. We help people prepare very extensively. So I stood there with her and it reminded me of me in 2009. In 2009, Michael Ian Black, who was a friend of mine from The State on MTV and who has a story in the Risk book, he said to me, Kevin, you should stop wearing a mask on stage. You should stop playing characters and start telling about some of your own real life experiences. And I said to him, oh God, I mean, I feel like, yeah, I have some life experiences which are kind of interesting, but they're more like little anecdotes. I mean, I don't know how to shape a whole story with a beginning and a middle and an end. And also, I'm so weird about certain aspects of my personality. I don't know if it would come through on stage. I feel like I'm too this and too that. I said, it just feels too risky. And he said, that's the whole fucking idea. If it feels risky, it could really like land. If it feels risky, you're opening up to people, they'll open up to you. And that's what this show is all about. Listen, whenever we come to a new city, it is so, so helpful when people email me and then CC a friend. Like a high school friend of mine just did this for me this morning. A high school friend of mine sent me an email to kevin@risk-show.com, and he knew we were coming to San Francisco, so he CC'd his friend Bill and said, Bill and Kevin, you guys should meet because Kevin's bringing Risk to San Francisco. I know he's looking for stories, and Bill, you're such a character. I figured you should know about this opportunity. You could maybe get up on stage and share something, and Kevin can help you prepare how that would go. Oh my God, do we love when people do that? So then this fella Bill writes back to me and he says, oh geez, well, I mean, there was this year where I went through like four different things that were really wild, and it reminded me of the very first time I shared a story, you know, after Michael Ian Black gave me that advice. I contacted Margot Lightman, who had a storytelling show called Strip Stories at UCB Theater in Chelsea. I said, Well, I hear you like sexual sorts of stories, so I could tell a story about the time I spent trying to be a male prostitute, a hustler, when I was around 23 years old. She said, that sounds perfect. So I sat down and I started working on this story, and it was long, and it was clunky, and it was like an essay, and I was unsure. So I called Margot, and I was like, can I read this for you so far? And she was like, absolutely. I love working with people on their stories before the show. So I read it to her so far, and she said, here's the problem. You're trying to focus on the first and second and third time you tried prostituting yourself. The first time was a total bust. Nothing happened. Second time, you got into a huge fight, and it was really monumental. Third time, you did succeed at prostituting yourself, but it was kind of sad and anticlimactic. So why not chop off the first experience and the third experience and just focus on the second experience? And I was like, oh, wow, okay. She said, yeah, let me coach you, you know, tell you how you can include dialogue and really give this a beginning and a middle and an end and all that. So that's exactly what we learned to do, you know, watching her lead me through that sort of prep process, that's what we do now with people. I got up and I shared that story at her show. I was terrified. I was terrified. I wasn't sure if I was going to stay standing on that stage or run away. I even called her like a couple of hours before the show. And I said, I really don't know if I can do this. I think I might have to pull out of the show. And she said, oh my God, that's great news. Because if you're that nervous, it means you care that much. It means you are that present. And it means there's a sense of risk here, right? You're nervous because you're kind of opening up and you're sharing your personality and you feel it's kind of risky to be doing. And when there's a sense of risk, that's the kind of story that's going to knock it out of the park. So she convinced me to do the show by telling me that. And that ended up inspiring the goddamn name of this show. Do you guys know the show High Maintenance on HBO? They asked if anyone in New York City, any gay men in New York City, might have some interesting stories about sex. And so they asked me to come in, and I pitched them this story that I had never told before. I just sat down for about, I don't know, 5 minutes and told them a story. And it was so embarrassing, and it was so risky, and it was so, I don't know, you know, just like out on a live wire. I was like, or a high wire even. I just didn't know. I walked out of there thinking, well, that was a disaster. And then they called me right back and were like, we fucking love that story. You are cast in the first episode of High Maintenance. That is how these things work, my friends. It's hard to predict, but you just gotta try. I don't know how many people have pitched us like 4 times and not gotten on the show until the fourth pitch. You know, like the first few times they pitched us, it just wasn't ringing any bells for us. But the fourth story they sent to us, we were like, wow, that really speaks to us. So don't just pitch us once. Keep pitching us. And it's so helpful, like I was saying before, when we're coming to a new city and people give us tips. You know, when we say, hey, Detroit, we're coming to town, and someone will email and say, oh my gosh, Kevin, we have this little improv theater in town that's brand new called the Fart Cookie Improv Theater. And let me introduce you to the creative director there, and she can introduce you to some people who are interested in doing storytelling kind of stuff. Bam! That is hugely, hugely helpful to us. So if we're coming to your town, pitch us your stories, invite your friends to pitch us your stories, and email me and CC them on the emails, and just communicate with us. Get people involved sharing stories with us. You might be thinking, almost 10 minutes into this little announcement here, what is this all about? Are you guys kind of terrified that you've got 15 or so live shows coming up and you don't have enough pitches? In a word, yes. This is the motherfucking hardest show to produce in the world. But we always pull it off. week after week, year after year, and it's because you guys do end up coming through. So remember, wherever you are in the world, it doesn't matter if you're on the other side of the world, because we record stories long distance with people all the time as well, but especially these cities: San Francisco, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, and New York. Our staff just helped me make this wonderful new video called How to Pitch Your True Stories to Risk, and you can find it on the submissions page at risk-show.com/submissions. It's me talking right to the camera, giving lots of great, very helpful, very useful tips on how to send us a pitch that'll really get our attention. And that's the kind of thing you're going to want all your friends who you think might want to share a story with us also to watch that video at risk-show.com/submissions. And whenever you have questions about anything, I'm at kevin@risk-show.com, and our pitches people who help me out with all these pitches are at pitches@risk-show.com. So I cannot wait to hear your story, and I really hope that you can be part of the show in that way soon. Thank you so much for listening.